Loving the outcome from north of the border, King of My Heart, WWIB, 15 and a half before 6 o'clock, 57 degrees. We're ahead of the game this morning, ahead of our usual quarter to six time, welcoming Jason Kanz back to the radio after a weekend away. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to call this Mental Health Monday. We introduced it last week, but first of all, recapping the weekend, anything stand out for you?
Breakfast with you.
Well, that's
really
nice.
Good on Saturday.
Yeah, that was good.
That was wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Not too much else. I spent a lot of time outside over the weekend doing just a variety of things, most notably ripping up part of our deck. So,
Did you always do this much stuff outside? It seems like you've done a lot this year.
No, I have not always done this much outside. When I was young, I really liked being outside, and then for some reason, I just kind of got out of that pattern, and so.
But then you put a picture up of your flowers, and somebody said those are Asian beetles. Get rid of them.
I put about 100 of them in a bucket yesterday. So
How did you draw the Asian beetles?
That's a good question. I have no idea where they all came from. So,
huh.
But many of my leaves outside have already been skeletized. So,
okay.
They're
no good. They're no help. Yeah. Well, there you go. Where do you get rid of Asian beetles? Can I ask that?
Yeah. So, what a lot of people, the best way to do it is you get a bucket of water with a little bit of dish detergent in it, and you just hand pick them off of the plants and put them in the water. And so we were having a discussion yesterday how much I would have to pay my kids for them to pick beetles off of plants and put them in water. And nobody bought.
Yeah, right, okay. I was out at the fair twice on Saturday, so from noon to four, meeting listeners, and that was great. From Bloomer and Rice Lake and Durand, and always fun when somebody says, "In Bloomer, you're the station I listen to all the time." And I got to admit, I asked this particular woman, I'm like, "Is there a time of day you listen?" And yeah, I got to admit, I was thinking the WIB Wake Up Show. I mean, it's 3.5 hours long, right?
Yeah, and then
the thing that comes out of her mouth is, "Well, focus on the family." And so I was just like, yeah, okay. Kind of let down a little bit. But anyhow,
yeah,
we're here, ma'am. she said we're the only station she listens to, so maybe just a little earlier. And then yesterday, Don Beebe and a good gathering there at the fair. But I got to leave some time, Mental Health Monday. So the question this morning is kind of how do you assess the mental health challenges for us collectively coming out of the pandemic, Dr. Kanz? How do you see that?
You know, I think there's a lot of things that stand out. You know, the pandemic just was cataclysmic in terms of the effect upon our personal lives, our relationships, society. You know, so going into it a year and a half ago, we didn't quite know what was coming. And there were a lot of changes that ended up happening. You know, we ended up becoming more isolated. Many of our typical patterns had changed. And, you know, now here we find ourselves, society's opening up a little bit. And, you know, I think on one level, there's an assumption, hey, we're just going to jump right back into normal. And a lot of articles talk about, do we want to get back to what normal was?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've talked to a number of people who, coming out of this, they continue to deal with things like anxiety. So re-engaging with people, anxiety about what if the virus pops back up, you know, so lots of things like that. I think there's a sense of grief or a sense of loss over what we've done, or what we've missed, I guess. You know, and so as I was thinking about this a little bit this morning, a few things stood out is, you know, being patient with ourselves as we try to readjust to what is coming for us. To really allow ourselves space to be able to process things that have gone well, things that have not gone well, and to give ourselves permission to realize we don't have to go back to the way things were. We have a unique opportunity to hold on to those things that have been good and reject those things that have been not as healthy. You know, and so again, I think it's a process as we are coming out of this.
But by and large, it seems that people are being well served to be getting out and seeing other people, and that seems to be having a positive impact on people's mental health. So,
I agree. One of the things that I think as Americans we sometimes run into is we have these huge social things without much depth. And I think one of the opportunities we have is to be able to look for opportunities to go deeper with a few people. I think that is really good and important for mental health.
Yeah, very good. All right, well, Mental Health Monday, we'll continue it next week. I think the intention is depression, and we'll go from there. Thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, best 5 minutes of the day, WWIB. Saw this from Stephen Curtis Chapman on Facebook yesterday. Casting Crown's original drummer, Andy Williams. Not the other Andy Williams. This Andy Williams, the Casting Crown's drummer, had died. And Stephen Curtis Chapman with this recollection.
Spring of 2005, I went on tour. It was a tour called All Things New, and I had a couple of new artists that were out on that tour with me. If you can believe this, a new artist named Chris Tomlin. Everybody knew his songs, but not as many of you had heard his voice yet and his amazing voice. And, of course, now we all know Chris's music so well. But then there was this brand-new band called Casting Crowns. Course you all know them now and love them so much, Mark and the whole family, so dear to me. But behind the drums was the fire, the joy of that outfit for that tour and for those years that he was a part of them, Andy Williams. And Andy went home to be with Jesus yesterday, couple of days ago, and just thinking about a song Mark and I sang every night together, and the voice of truth, you know, right now, and when we really need to be praying for Andy's family, because this is not what anyone would have had planned or imagined for the story, but while we pray for them, pray that they will know and hear loudest the voice of truth. Because here's what the voice of truth says.
The voice of truth tells me a different story. And the voice of truth says, do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth.
All right, we're calling our buddy Drew Fralick in Michigan this morning, and we've got things to say. Yeah, all right, Drew's on the line. So let's get him here and ready to go with Mark and Susan. Drew Fralick in Michigan this morning. Has it really been 3 weeks?
A long time.
All right, let's see. There we go. All right, I got you back. All right,
hey, Drew.
And hi, Susan.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. I'm excited. It's almost time for your new baby.
I know. It's almost here. I don't even know if I'll be alive on these calls anymore after that.
I know, you'll be extra
tired. You will. It's going to change your world in all the best ways. And you'll say, how did we live without this baby before? This is perfect for our family.
Did you really have a vacation to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I went on a vacation to Pittsburgh, if you can imagine, right?
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, I mean, you think Detroit's bad, you know?
So that's what you do? That's what you do is say, well, we could go to Pittsburgh and then feel better about Detroit?
Well, when you live in Detroit, yeah, you go somewhere worse. You know, you go to Toledo or Fort Wayne. It makes you feel better about your choices in life. You know what I mean? It's not so bad.
I'm trying to find it this morning because we want to get to, you're going to give advice to aspiring stand-up comics. But
okay, I have to take issue with that only because, Drew, every time I do an open mic or anything, I would never call myself aspiring because I spend 10 minutes staring at the mirror saying, you're funny. You're funnier than Tina Fey. You're funnier than Amy Poehler. You're the funniest woman in the world. Now get out there and slay. So no tips needed. Not aspiring. Completely arrived.
Oh, wow. She arrived. All right.
Wow. I love the confidence.
Yeah,
the
that's what it takes to get me out there.
That's right.
Well, for other people, that. Other than Susan,
no,
who are
I need these tips. Totally. I need them.
Well, first of all, I think, you know, Mark told me that you were getting into comedy. I was like, we need to book her early to come out to Detroit.
You already got a gig, Susan.
Before she blows up.
And my son has a guest room. He moved to Detroit, so.
Wow, wow.
Yeah. So
it sounds like a natural fit. So
yeah.
We've got that set.
I can't wait.
This is it. I didn't know your son lived in Detroit. Okay, we'll get into that in the future segment.
Yeah,
I guess,
we will. But,
you guys withheld that little nugget from me. But,
it just happened. It just happened.
I think with stand-up, you know, people get up there and they, you know, people are there to be entertained, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you do bad in stand-up, you know, they say you bombed, right? And what people don't appreciate is people are there to be entertained, and human failure is also a form of entertainment with a long and illustrious history, so... If you do bomb, you know, you've still done your job of entertaining people.
See, Johnny Carson
that's
was
so
classic
good.
At when he had a joke that they didn't laugh at, being able to kind of make fun of himself and the lack of laugh. You know, but, you know, again, that's Johnny Carson, like the king of late night for 30 years, right? So,
so
yeah, I mean, Johnny Carson would make fun of himself, but in Detroit, they'll go ahead and do that for him. You know, they'll just jump in and get that for you.
I'm sure.
Okay, that's good. So if you're failing, you're succeeding. Got it. Tip number one.
Tip number two is, you know, comedy is like you need to do your first 50 sets and not make any judgments. You just need to do it. Comedy is like marriage, you know. It's like some mornings you're going to wake up and just be like, ugh. But you just got to stick with it, and then some mornings it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's the ups and downs of a long-term relationship. So if you're doing comedy, you just gotta stick with it. You know, just do it.
I love
for a
that.
Long, long time.
No judgment. No judgment. Just do it.
That's kind of reminded
it's
me
like
of house hunting.
House hunting,
they say you got to go look at 50 houses before you buy one. So okay, 50 sets. That's no right. judgment. What's the third tip?
The third tip is you know, just a hypothetical. But if you do a private event for 3M, you know, and you feel like they've been rude to you and kind of unfair, after you set, you know, just try to make your money back by eating as much off of the sushi bar as you can. You know, if you're unsatisfied with the check, just eat the profit back.
There you go. Those are good thoughts.
I love it. Find redemption where you can, even if it's at the buffet.
That's right.
As we close it out, I would want you to know our listeners were thinking about you. Cody posted in the Wib Wake Up Show, he messaged us. He said, Mark Halverson, could you share this with Drew? The combined win percentage of all four major Detroit sports teams' most recent season is 349. If you know someone who lives in Detroit, pray for them. So, that's from Cody.
Cody just coming in there Monday morning.
Yeah, thanks,
Cody. Hit me in the face with a 2x4. I love that. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Detroit's winning, according to point number one.
Oh, yeah, right. All right, recapping the weekend here on the Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB. I spent a good amount of time at the fair. Saturday, leaving, I saw Caleb and his family arriving.
So. Yeah, so we'll get to that in a moment. Okay. Probably not the greatest time I could have taken the family to the fair if you're... Not big on crowds, but it was a great time.
It was pretty, I thought it was pretty busy. And the weather was, you know, not overwhelmingly hot and humid
as
so many years gone by. So Zach Wycheck and I manned the fort there from noon to four on Saturday. And then back on Sunday for Jesse Hamble and the Bold Commoners. I wanted to say, I love the scheduling, Caleb, from Jesse and the Bold Commoners leading in worship yesterday before Don Beebe did a great job sharing his story and his... Maybe the most unlikely NFL player at his size, and then the gospel. But then to have Jesse and the Bold Commoners here Thursday night at 6, I think perfect.
Yeah, that worked out very serendipitously. I won't take credit for that.
Okay, very good. So anyhow,
Yeah.
Quick look at my weekend. Lunch with your husband, Dr. Phil. So
yeah,
that was good.
You did. Uh-huh. He went to church at the fair, loved it, really. Of course, he's a huge Packer fan and a huge Jesus fan. Mm-hmm. So it was the perfect combination.
We share those in common.
Yeah. So while he was having lunch with you and Zach, I was driving up to New Auburn for Kat's bridal shower. Mm-hmm. It was held at Zach's mom's beautiful log home on a lake. And once again, just struck by the amazing beauty of the country we live in, the countryside around here.
It is.
Our eyes just drunk in the hills and the sky. It was really beautiful, and it was nice to get together with everybody. I saw my niece. I hadn't seen her in so long, and boy, all I could think of is, you're perfect for that Jane Austen dating show. How do I get you on there, Lydia?
There you go.
If you missed that, check the podcast from last week.
Yeah.
Highlight of my weekend, probably around the fair as well, too. We did enjoy setting off some leftover fireworks at my parents' house yesterday, especially the little army men from Maximum Load Fireworks that go like 50, 60 feet in the air,
cool.
And then you have to catch the parachutes. And Lily did an excellent job catching one of them barehanded.
Really?
It wasn't hot or anything. I was really impressed. But yeah, some good times yesterday. But on Saturday, as I was mentioning, so we rolled into the fair just after 4 o'clock when Halva was leaving. And typically with my family, we try and go a lot earlier. We didn't realize quite how big the crowds would swell in a Saturday evening at the fair. And so it was extremely busy, and so the kids had a good time interspersed with some sweatiness and some tears and long lines. But
sounds like a typical amazing day at the fair.
Yes, but we bought them lots of food, and I will have to say my favorite new food that I tried, of course, the Optimus Club cheese curds, but the deep fried grilled cheese sandwiches were fantastic.
Someone else was fantastic. Raving about those.
Yeah, very, very good. And extremely, again, the gentleman working there, just really polite, really kind. So, enjoyed that very much.
Hmm.
That sounds delicious. And so that was the deep fried booth you were looking for?
No.
Oh.
The deep fried booth I was looking for was not there, but I had deep fried grilled cheese. So I tried something new because the one I wanted wasn't there. So
you tried something new and it turned out to be your favorite thing.
Yeah. And again, as someone who doesn't like change.
Yeah, right.
It's a life lesson.
All right, it's a Make Us Laugh Monday, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Good to have you aboard here this morning. All right, we've got a few jokes for you.
I want to go first.
Go ahead.
Because I don't want my jokes to be the last thing you poor listeners have ever ringing in your ears.
Very good.
So my neighbor hired out a bouncy castle for his son's birthday party, and he was complaining about how expensive it was. And I just said, probably due to the cost of inflation.
Yeah, there you go.
I thought that one was good.
Thank you. That was my best one.
Uh-huh. Well, I was in my garden and the neighbor looked over the fence and said, what are you doing? I told her, I'm putting all my plants in alphabetical order. She replied, really? I don't know how you find the time. Oh, that's easy. I said, it's right next to the sage. It's an alphabet joke.
That's
sage. There you go.
Funny.
All right, well, S&T. Along those lines, hey, you know, the 4th of July thing has gotten carried away. I mean, it was July 6th. And people were still setting off fireworks. Uh-huh. And one of them almost caught our Christmas decorations on fire.
That's funny. CEO of IKEA is now the Prime Minister of Sweden, and he's currently assembling his cabinet.
Those are good.
There you go.
I like them. Hey, I have an inferiority complex, but it's not a very good one.
Aww.
Yeah, the trick with an exercise bike is you have to get one with long handles so then you can hang more clothes on it.
Or purses. Use it for purses. You know why you never see an elephant hiding in a tree? Because they're super good at it.
There you go.
And my last one, guys, I've made the hard decision to sell my vacuum cleaner. It was just collecting dust.
As it should.
I'm going to close out biblical on you. Yeah, the further we get into summer, I mean, the more I wish Noah had swatted those two mosquitoes.
So true.
Talk about winning the weekend. You're around the water cooler at work. What did you guys do over the weekend? I was at the fair. I was over here.
Mm-hmm.
I flew to space.
What?
That's what 71-year-old billionaire Richard Branson can say as he and five crewmates from his Virgin Galactic Space Tourism Company reached an altitude of 53.5 miles. And Jeff Bezos also July 20th will be going to space. Now, they say it's not a competition.
No, it's not a competition. It's an honor just to be nominated.
But Bezos has noted that that's not really space.
53 and a half miles up isn't enough for space.
Oh, okay. It's not enough really, because actually, Jeff Bezos?
The deal is, the principal point is that what Bezos will be doing is climbing to more than 60 miles in altitude, thus exceeding what's called the Kármán line, the frontier of space, according to international convention.
Oh, okay. So it's easy. Jeff Bezos is going further. Not a contest,
it's
so.
That's not competition. I mean, he wished him well and a best of luck in an Instagram post.
How genuine of him.
Again, they showed some video footage I saw on one of the 24/7 news channels.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I mean, I feel like we are living the Jetsons, right?
We're seeing
space tourism. Amazing. If you're deep pocketed.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the big if there.
Yes.
That's the caveat here.
And now Bezos will go. Now, there is a petition circulating for people who told Bezos, don't come back. That's not, and it's had many people signing. But
like
anyhow,
an Amazon package, just
he'll
don't
be back in 2 days in prime condition.
Yes.
But I have to say, Richard Branson has way better hair and teeth than Jeff Bezos.
All right, it's time. All of you who stopped by the booth, the WWIB booth, saw the beacon at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. We were in Expo Building C. It was great to see so many of you and tons of you entered the drawing for the Wisconsin Dells Family 4-Pack. Susan, what all is our winner going to take home?
Well, it's a ticket. This is pass for four, so it's for the whole family. Big Chiefs go-karts, passes to Mount Olympus Water and Theme Park, passes for an Upper Dells boat tour, and a top-secret, highly classified experience.
Wow.
Which, that sounds pretty exciting.
That's a few hundred dollars worth of prizes here.
That
and again,
is.
This our box is jam-packed full. So Halvo's going to do the honors here and draw out our winner's name. Let's see who takes home the Wisconsin Dells Family 4-Pack from WWIB, where we are family here. I can get a drum roll unless Susan's really feeling like she wants to do one.
I can't really do one.
Well, let's see. All right. We are continuing to feel all around, so we get a nice, good mix. And your winner is...
Brian Niedermeyer of Woodville.
Brian, congratulations. Thanks for coming to the fair. Thanks for entering.
That's so cool. And you were there when he signed up.
I talked to him on Saturday. He said it was the first time he'd ever come to the fair. He'd always wanted to come in the past years, never able to work it out, so... What a first-time experience for him.
Man, he'll probably be back after winning this prize. Congratulations,
Brian. He just got
a
vacation for his family. That's
great. Congratulations.